5. Services. Questions 12. Shopping, types of shops, advertising, consumerism, clothing, fashion.
Model answers 12.
1. When do you go shopping?
I often do the shopping on my way home from work after picking up the children from the nursery school. 2. Where do you do your daily shopping? Why?
When I do my everyday shopping, it is the nearest shop that suits me the best. I am a regular customer there, so the assistants know me, and I am usually served very politely. 3. What do you buy every day?
Every day, I buy bread or rolls, milk or cocoa, some cold cuts, and the basic food for supper and breakfast. 4. How do you do the shopping for the weekend?
To do my weekend shopping, I go to the nearest supermarket because it sells almost everything that a family needs. I walk about the shop filling my plastic basket from the shelves. Our shop has also got wire trolleys for customers who want to buy a lot. Young mothers often use them to push their babies around the store in. Quite often, you have to queue up in front of the counters as well as at the cashiers. Everybody is in a hurry. Both customers and shop assistants are stressed, and there are often a lot of irritating remarks. 5. What is the difference between a supermarket and an ordinary shop?
In a supermarket, you can get almost everything under one roof. Almost all supermarkets are self-service shops, which are very popular because you can see many different varieties of the available articles and you can make your choice as you please. Small shops sometimes offer counter service, which is much slower than self-service. 6. Where do you prefer shopping?
A. I prefer shopping in a supermarket, but I know there are some people who don't like it. These people have to walk from shop to shop a long time till they can get everything if they haven't forgotten half of what they originally wanted.
B. I am in favor of small shops because my needs are much better looked after in a small shop and the assistants are much more polite and attentive when serving me. These shops are the bakers, butchers, confectioners, greengrocers, grocers, fishmongers, etc. To tell the truth, they always have fresh products, the bread is never stale or dry, the milk is never sour, and the service is always fast and polite. The whole atmosphere is so personal and welcoming.
7. What are the advantages or disadvantages of supermarkets over small shops?
The main advantage of supermarkets is that they have lower prices than small shops, and that you can get virtually everything you need. I suppose this is because bulk sales are cheaper. However, they don't always sell good quality products and often deceive the customers. 8. What is the biggest supermarket in your town like?
The largest supermarket in our town is a self-service store. It is brightly lit and well laid out. The shelves are well stocked with a wide assortment of attractively packed goods, from deep frozen food to washing powder. 9. How are the goods arranged?
The goods are tidily arranged on trays and long shelves, on which the various prices are clearly marked or the goods themselves are labeled. 10. What counters are there? What different kinds of products are there on the shelves?
The first counter to your right is the fruit and vegetable counter, with its fresh fruits, mainly the ones in season, and tangerines, oranges, bananas, pineapples, pruned fruits like figs and dates, tinned fruit, jam, and lots of different kinds of vegetables. Next, we come to the confectionery shelves with all sorts of sweets, chocolate bars, cakes, biscuits, fancy cakes, boxes of chocolates, candied peanuts, and stuffed sweets. Then comes the bakery counter, which is always well stocked with fresh white wheat and brown rye bread, rolls, croissants, buns, rusks, etc. After that, we come to the wine counter, where dry and sweet wines, common table and fine or vintage wines, are sold. Further down are the dry goods shelves, where you buy flour, cereals, tea, spices, sugar, lump, castor, granulated, or brown. Everything is sold ready-packed. Vegetable and sunflower oils are sold ready-bottled. There is also a big dairy counter with a large variety of dairy products. Sweet or salted butter, margarine, eggs, hard and soft cheese, full-fat or skimmed milk, sour cream, sweet cream, and fruit yogurts. Next to this is the delicatessen counter. This counter sells ready-to-serve foods such as roast chicken, prepared meats, French salads, etc. Here, one is offered a variety of sausages, ham, bacon, rolled beef, smoked pork, salami, and other cold cuts. There is a special hall where they sell meat and poultry, lard and other animal fats, and offal. A special counter handles packed meats. Meat is sold here ready-weighed and packed in cling film. There is a wide choice of fat and lean pork, beef, veal, and minced meat, not to mention semi-prepared, ready-to-fry, and ready-to-serve meats. 11. How do you do the shopping there?
When I do my shopping there, I walk from shelf to shelf, filling my basket with the things I need. I have to be careful when shopping in a self-service store, though, for the goods are so attractively displayed that I can hardly resist temptation. 12. Do you ever buy more things than you need?
I try not to. I have to think over what to buy because I can't afford to buy all kinds of things I don't need. 13. How do people in a consumer society typically shop?
Online shopping has become quite customary in consumer societies. It is really comfortable to sit in your armchair and choose the items you need on the internet. Others like to go out and do the shopping in real stores. A lot of people tend to buy more than what they actually need. They are after brand names, so they can show off with what they possess. Others go for sales and discount shops, where the quality does not always prove to be satisfactory. Still, this is what they can afford. 14. How do you decide what to buy?
I like our pantry to be well stocked, so before going shopping, I take stock of our supplies. I look to see what we have and what we are short of. Then, there is no need to run to the neighbor to borrow a bit of this or a little of that. After taking stock, I draw up a shopping list and set out to do my shopping. 15. Why is it a good idea to make a shopping list?
If I have a list, I will definitely not forget about any items I need to buy. 16. What do you do when you have finished shopping?
After finishing shopping, I go to the cash desk, where there is often a long queue. When it is my turn, the cashier adds up the bill on the cash register and gives me the receipt. I pay carefully, then I put the small change into my wallet without counting. I do count the banknotes to make sure I have got the right change. Then I pack the things I have bought into a shopping bag and leave the shop. 17. In what quantities are certain goods sold?
Meat is usually sold by the joint or slice. Bread is by the loaf. Flour, rice, and salt by the packet. Cream, yogurt, and milk by the carton. Oil, juice, beer, and wine by the bottle. And you normally buy a jar of jam or instant coffee, a tube of mustard or toothpaste, a packet of tea or cigarettes, a head of lettuce or cabbage, a bunch of grapes or bananas, and a box of matches. 18. Why do people like going to the market?
People like going to the market because the choice of fresh fruit and vegetables is much wider there than in any shops. They also love bargaining in the market and are happy to have got the thing they wanted at the lowest possible price. 19. Who sells there?
At the stands, private farmers sell their own homegrown products, as well as free-range eggs, hens, and ducks. You can be sure that they were not fed on artificial feeds because their skin is much yellower. 20. What can you buy in a market?
At the stalls, you can get mushrooms, onions, garlic, chives, horseradish, kale, green pepper, cauliflower, kohlrabi, and other kinds of vegetables, as well as all the tropical and seasonal fruits. 21. Do you like window shopping? Why?
A. I love window shopping. I like walking up and down in front of shop windows, looking at the range of goods on display, especially in the shopping centers and shopping cities, where there are lots of boutiques selling their own designs.
B. I don't like window shopping. I look at the shop windows only when I have something particular in mind that I want to buy. Otherwise, I never waste time window shopping.
22. What shops are there in the main street of your town?
There is a stationer's at the corner, right next to a tobacconist's, a newsagent's, and a private travel agency. Then there is a bookshop, followed by a sports shop, a kitchenware shop, and the chemist's. Then comes a china and glassware shop, and the central post office. On the other side of the street are two restaurants, a confectioner's, a hardware shop, and an electrical store. Opposite the post office, there is a good fabric shop, a haberdashery, wool shop, and a shoe shop. Near the shoe shop, there is a big department store. 23. What are big department stores like?
Big department stores are at least three-story buildings where you can buy several thousand items of consumer goods. 24. Do you enjoy shopping there?
I like shopping in a department store because all the best-known products are usually in stock. If they are out of stock, the shop assistant can order them for you. I especially enjoy going there when they have sales every half a year because I can always find good bargains. 25. What departments are there in it? What can you buy in these departments?
On the ground floor, you will find jewelry, haberdashery, sports articles, toys, perfumery, household goods, crockery, and leather goods. The second floor is taken up by ready-made clothes for men and women, and a nice assortment of underwear and shirts, as well as children's clothes. You'll also find coats for all seasons. Fur coats, overcoats, waterproofs, raincoats, and footwear. Boots, slippers, sandals, high-heeled shoes. On the third floor, there are textiles, drapery and millinery counters, along with electrical appliances and cameras. 26. What is the idea of higher purchase?
If an article costs more than you can afford, you buy it on higher purchase. A majority of shops and stores offer facilities for credit buying. This means that you pay a cash deposit on the price of the article and pay the balance off in installments over an agreed period of time. 27. Is it a widely used method of buying?
It is a widely used method of buying because it enables a lot of people to obtain things they would otherwise have to wait for or perhaps never be able to get at all. 28. What products can you buy on hire purchase?
You usually buy durable consumer products on hire purchase, like, for example, a car, a computer, or a piece of furniture, etc. 29. What is the procedure for getting the money you need?
The buyer signs a written agreement with the finance company, which lends him the money at an agreed rate of interest, which is usually very high. He is also asked to find someone to act as guarantor for the loan. The final price you pay depends on the size of the initial cash deposit and the length of time over which payments are spread. 30. Are there any special price reductions or clearance sales?
At times, the big department stores hold bargain sales and sell articles at reduced prices. These are usually held at the end of the winter and summer seasons, so they can get rid of stocks that are no longer in season. Many shops have clearance sales to dump on the public the stocks that cannot find any market. You can also find bargain counters in big shops all the year round, and discount stores in each town selling cheap goods. 31. What commodities are reduced in the sales?
In many cases, these commodities are simply out of fashion or shop-soiled. Very often, they are just out of season. 32. Do you think people tend to buy goods that they do not need?
Unfortunately, this is very true of most of us living in this part of the world. This is typically a throwaway society where we are quick to throw away clothes that are still in good condition, but are out of fashion, and where we are quick to throw away our gadgets or appliances that no longer work instead of having them repaired. There are people with extensive wardrobes of elegant clothes, but they just wear these clothes once or twice and throw them away or give them to charitable organizations. The situation is the same with computers, laptops, mobile phones, tablets, iPods, etc. Technology is progressing so fast that a few months after you buy a new computer, it becomes obsolete and is worth a fraction of its original value. 33. What's your opinion of advertising?
A. I think commercials are made for people who can easily be influenced, but I am not one of them. Moreover, as commercials appear on TV, they reinforce the belief in the consumer that the products are of good quality and it is necessary to possess them. Of course, there are advertisements that catch my attention, for example, good deals about new cars. However, I don't think we should believe everything that we see or hear right away, but we should get more information about anything that is advertised.
B. I think advertising, with all its cheating techniques, helps to hoodwink the public into buying even substandard goods. That is why it is disadvantageous for the consumers. On the other hand, it is through advertising that you learn about all the new products, and this makes your choice easier.
34. Have you ever been influenced by an advert?
I think I have been influenced by adverts several times. What I mean is that I have bought something because of seeing advertisements or commercials. Every week, I get a lot of junk mail like brochures and leaflets, as well as emails that turn my attention to certain products. Sometimes I cannot resist the temptation and order the goods online, or I rush to the shop and buy the advertised product there. What I usually buy this way are small things, like clothes or household gadgets. 35. Describe one of your shopping sprees when you bought more than one thing at a time.
It was before Christmas that I bought several things for my family and relatives. I decided to buy a pair of stockings for my mother, so I went to the hosiery counter and picked the right shade. I made sure the stockings were ladder-proof, then asked the assistant to wrap them up for me. For my father, I bought a drip-dry, shrink-proof cotton shirt with cufflinks. I managed to get one which is easy to wash and needs no ironing. I also bought something for myself. It was a bright red dress. I tried it on in the fitting room, and as I looked smart in it, I didn't bother much about the price. 36. How do you shop for clothes or food?
A. I often shop for clothes online. I browse through the offers and put the best one into the basket. When I actually go out to do the shopping, I always look for sales or reductions, discounts. I enjoy end-of-season sales because the prices are very low then. I always want good quality, but most of the time the price and the quality don't go hand in hand. Still, I have never been disappointed with what I have bought. If I were dissatisfied with what I bought, I would take it back to the shop and I would have it replaced.
B. I pay special attention to my shopping habits. I try not to go to huge multinational supermarkets, but to small Hungarian shops instead. I always look at the place of origin and buy only Hungarian products. Unfortunately, we have many cheap things imported from other countries, and people don't know that price is not everything. A lot of high-quality and genuine Hungarian products are disappearing because of the influx of cheap foreign goods. Just think of real bread and the bread that is sold in hypermarkets and which is more like an inflated mass full of additives. So what I take into consideration is that the product should come from my country. 37. What kind of clothes do you put on for everyday wear?
A. For everyday wear, I like sports jackets, a pair of corduroys, pure woolen pullovers, cotton shirts with striped or checked patterns.
B. It depends on the weather. I usually put on a skirt with a blouse and a cardigan. I also like wearing a suit. I often wear tight or baggy or flared trousers or stretch jeans with t-shirts or sweaters.
38. Why are blue jeans popular with almost every age group?
Blue jeans and denim skirts can be worn with everything and for everyday wear. They are durable, hard-wearing, washable, and crease-resistant. In short, they are practical for casual wear. 39. What clothes do men and women wear when they want to dress more formally?
A man wears a vest, a pair of underpants, a shirt, trousers, perhaps a waistcoat, a tie, and a jacket, or a single or double-breasted suit. On his feet, he wears a pair of socks and low-heel shoes with rubber or leather soles.
B. A woman wears a pair of panties, a bra, a slip, a blouse, trousers, a skirt, or a dress, or a suit with a pair of tights or stockings. 40. What do you think of fashion?
A. I think fashion adds spice to life, color, variety, beauty. Women must always be well-dressed and follow fashions to please themselves and men. The world would be a dull place if people always wore the same things.
B. As for me, I do not care much about fashion. I always wear whatever I think is comfortable, practical, and attractive. 41. Do you try to keep pace with the changing fashions?
A. Yes, I always try to keep up with the latest fashion.
B. I'm afraid I don't bother about fashion.
C. My family tries to keep pace with changing fashion, but we do not carry it to extremes. You know, we are simple people with a low income, so we can't afford to spend much money on clothes. My wife has a good dress sense. Everything she wears invariably suits her. She is good at sewing and knitting pretty dresses, well-cut suits, and fashionable pullovers. All the clothes she makes for the children are a perfect fit. 42. Whom do you consider to be a well-dressed man or woman?
A. A well-dressed man or woman is dressed neatly with clothes that fit well. He or she wears clothes that are in fashion and also are appropriate to the occasion.
B. A well-dressed woman always appears elegant. She is choosy about clothing and dresses in perfect taste. She may wear tight trousers, which show off her figure well. She wears long earrings, but has never much makeup on apart from her lipstick, which is quite natural in color.
43. What is fashionable for young people nowadays?
Today, tight low-rise trousers, tight or baggy floral print tops, and flat or platform shoes, as well as trainers, are really fashionable for young people to wear. 44. What are you wearing now?
I am dressed in black and white for the occasion. My blouse is silk and has simple design. My skirt is narrow and it's black, just like my nylon stockings.
45. What accessories have you got?
I have a gold necklace around my neck and a bracelet on my wrist.
46. What is your hairstyle like?
I am wearing my hair in a ponytail, in a bun, in plaits. My hair is down.